Welcome back. Welcome back, listeners, to the Conservative Commandos Radio Show. I'm Sharon Angle, here with my co-host, Melissa Isaac. And we're coming to you from the Conservative Commandos Radio Networks. And we would like to give a shout-out to our listeners in Jacksonville, Tampa, and the Villages, Florida, Las Vegas and Reno, Nevada, Macon, Georgia, Lancaster and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Boulder and Colorado Springs, Colorado, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Long Beach, California, Arlington, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. Now you can also watch us on the AUN TV network. Melissa, our next guest is ready. Would you make him feel welcome, please?
Yes, I would like to welcome Roger Arnoff. He's an executive director and editor of the Citizens Commission on National Security. Arnoff founded the Citizens Commission on Benghazi. He's produced and directed 6 documentaries and produced a weekly series on PBS called Think Tank with Ben Wattenberg. Roger, welcome to the Conservative Commandos Radio Show.
Thank you, Melissa. Good to meet you and great to be with you today.
Great to have you here. Now, you wrote an article entitled TV Networks Should Redirect the Money Set to Benefit the WHO, the World Health Organization. Tell us a little bit about that article.
Well, I saw the publicity for this event that was held this past Saturday called One World Together, put together by Lady Gaga and meant to benefit the World Health Organization and global citizen. And this was at a time when that was the week that President Trump announced that he was going to withhold aid to the World Health Organization. We'll call them WHO, the WHO, which, you know, was a music event, so the WHO was a fitting title. But this was the week that this was going to be aired, and it was going to be aired on all 3 major networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, plus many others, MTV, Comedy Central, Facebook, YouTube, many other networks across the globe, including one owned by the Chinese, Alibaba, and BBC, and just really the largest global audience I've ever heard of across more networks. And so my thought was that at a time when President Trump is bringing up the WHO as a controversial issue that we want to withhold funds, the networks aren't going to, first of all, anytime Trump is for something, they're likely to just reflexively be against it. But now they're not going to look into the real issues of why they are a controversial organization. And so I pointed out the conflict of interest, the inherent conflict of interest that this gave them. They're going to be having this huge fundraiser, raising money for this organization, and they're not going to want to aggressively investigate why perhaps we're wise to hold up the funding that's been going to them for many years. So you want to ask a question here? I can keep going.
I have a question actually about the funding. So I didn't realize this, but you said, for example, in 2017, $401 million out of the total of $513 million from the U.S. to the WHO was voluntary, approximately 10 times that of China. So we are probably one of the biggest funders of the WHO. Is that correct?
We are by far. We have given them approximately $3.5 billion in the last decade. And the last, they do it 2-year increments. So it was about $900 million we paid them over 2 years, of which about 80% of that was, as you say, voluntary instead of assessed. So that's what we've been giving them. And the Chinese, they use their influence to be able to basically pick the person who is in charge of this. This is this Dr. Tedros.
Well, let me ask you, how does China have so much influence in WHO if we're paying 10 times the money China's paying? Why don't we have any influence?
Well,
or more?
We should, but this is through the United Nations. So it has long been something, you know, that look, they are one of the members of the Security Council like we are, but they have worked it. I mean, they have gone into these countries. They have this Belt and Road Initiative where they have, where they basically put countries like Ethiopia in hock to them. They've given them $13 billion in aid, and they just work the system there in. Look, I mean, one of the things I point out about World Health Organization is one of the reasons, and I didn't see really anyone else reporting on this, but last year they had an event where they pulled together a vote of 96 to 11 to cite Israel. And Israel was the only country they cited as being someone that was violating the health care rights of the Palestinians. You know, in other words, when 20 million people in Yemen have no health care, and you have Syria, and you have all these situations in Iran, they single out Israel. And Israel is the one that, look, even when they go after the people in Gaza, for instance, they make their hospitals available to them and bring them in. This is what got Brigitte Gabriel many years ago to decide, hey, you know, Israel is a great nation, and, you know, my people have been really doing wrong. So here they go after Israel. They try to name Robert Mugabe, the leader, the communist leader of Zimbabwe, as a goodwill ambassador. That was because he is an ally of the Chinese. So the U.S., particularly under Obama, backed off of our global responsibility. I think you've seen since Trump came in there, first with Nikki Haley, you know, we took a much stronger position, and we're not going to be just walked over anymore like we were all those years when Samantha Power was sitting there in that position. And so it's all these things that they've done, plus their extravagant travel spending that they do, more so than what they spent on malaria, AIDS, tuberculosis combined. They spent on travel. They pay $1,000 a night, you know, hotel suites. This was reported, I linked to an article by NBC, but it was 3 years ago. They would be putting that article up there today.
So Trump's decision to pull the U.S. funding was pending an investigation. You say is justified on both their recent record of covering for China's role in the COVID-19 pandemic. You referenced that. So for the people who don't know, what do you think China's role is, or what evidence is there of China covering up, covering for China, rather, the WHO covering for China?
So I'm, as you say, executive director of the Citizens Commission on National Security. I would like people to go to our website, ccnationalsecurity.org. That's CC for Citizens Commission, nationalsecurity.org. One of our members is Claire Lopez, who I'm sure your audience is familiar with, and she just wrote a piece this week that's up there called Made in China. It makes a very strong case that this came probably from the Wuhan Institute of Virology that they have, and that there's a lot of evidence, their own scientific literature, that they work with these viruses, and they're combining different viruses, and whether this got out, snuck out of their lab, or is part of their biological chemical warfare strategy, which we definitely have in. We don't take a position on that. We also have another person that's part of our original article on our thing, Lawrence Sellin, and he's another great piece that makes a strong case that this was created in the labs. And then they covered it up. I mean, from the start, they did that with the help of the World Health Organization. Taiwan, who of course watches China more closely than anyone else, reported very early on that this pneumonia-like disease, this virus, was getting around, and it was human-to-human transmission. This was part of the problem, is that the World Health Organization, you know, bragged about China's transparency and claimed that there was not likely any human-to-human transmission came from bats or something, but you know, the evidence does not really point to that.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. We're here talking with Roger Aronoff, and we're going to have to take a break. We're coming to you from the Conservative Commandos Radio Network studios and around the world on the internet with TalkStream Live, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, NetTalk America, and AM/FM 24/7. And we'll be right back.
Listeners to the Conservative Commandos Radio Show, I'm Sharon Engel with my co-host Melissa Isaac, and if you'd like to hear a rebroadcast of our show, check out our websites, ccrshow.com, ccrshow.com. We're talking with our longtime friend Roger Aronoff from a Citizens Council for National Security about the WHO. And their complicity, I think, with the media. How much of that, those billions of dollars that the that the United States is giving to the World Health Organization are actually going into the pockets of our media?
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know that they're going into the pot, but this event raised over $100 million. You know, it had over 21 million viewers in the U.S. alone. Yeah. Again, it was seen in 180 countries, and I'm sure it brought in a lot more than that, because there were a number of corporate donors that gave a lot as well. But the thing is that this event tended to, I would say, whitewash the group, you know, and make them appear like this is a just pure humanitarian group that does good things, rather than suggesting that they have responsibility for this. There was a report in a British from a British university that said that if they would have made it clear from the beginning, and when they clearly knew that this was human-to-human transmission. And first of all, between the time that they knew this existed and before they shut down Wuhan, 5 million people left Wuhan, and many went to Italy. Yeah. They go to work, and many came to the U.S. And so this, before they did anything, they knew it at that point, and we know that from their own literature. Plus, they have whistleblowers that came out and tried to report all this, and some of them were just censored or disappeared or even died, you know, some of the doctors and people who were trying to warn of this. And yet the World Health Organization was complicit in China's lies and covering up. And this this estimate from this, I think it was, the University of Southampton, said that 95% of the deaths worldwide could have been prevented if they had been transparent from the start.
That's angering, isn't it, Roger?
Yes, it is. Yes,
you know, there's this other thing that's going on. I hardly want to leave the media and how much money they're making off of this event, because they didn't do this for nothing. They're not that that philanthropical, I don't think, and neither is the World Health Organization. It sounds like everybody's in it for the money, and that's really what all this cover-up with China has been about, is money. It's always this money trail, which is just shows the avarice of all these groups that are involved. But a part of that cover-up, now the World Health Organization thinks we should all stay closed down, but China's open for business, aren't they?
That's right. I mean, they, but not as much as we think. Apparently, there was someone on Fox today I saw who was a professor, and he's married to a woman from Wuhan. He goes there, and he's at the university, and he said the city is really maybe only 20% open. He said it's not like it's completely lifted there. So the bottom line, though, is they have no transparency, and they don't let, I mean, they kicked out 3 Wall Street Journal reporters who were trying to get to the truth about this story. So, you know, they still act like communists. You know, they censor the news. They don't want anything bad going out, but it's really backfired on them. I mean, they could have gotten a lot of credit if they would have been transparent about this from the start. But now everybody, I mean, and it's just not just Fox News and conservative organizations that are going out after them. I point out how The Nation magazine blasts them because, you know, they looked at what Taiwan came out with, and it was ignored by the World Health Organization because China doesn't want anyone to recognize or acknowledge that Taiwan is even exists as a country. So that was shut down. So you have all of this. And look, there's also, you say money, but there's a strong political agenda too. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I point out is that the media was complicit in trying to bring Trump down through the Russia hoax, then the Ukraine hoax, yeah. And now this, you know, I don't, and that's another thing. They say Trump said this was a hoax. He never talked about the virus being a hoax, just that how the media is using this as a way to get at him. It's like a third shot at the apple for them. And so for them to push this whole idea, we need to stay closed down, and you know, because the economy being as strong as it was perhaps Trump's strongest argument for his reelection. Yeah. If they can show that, look at the unemployment rate now. And so we don't know what the situation is going to be come October, November, but you know, Trump is pushing hard for everybody to reopen. He first made this sort of mistake. He said, I have total control, which he doesn't, but he backed off that. And he said, it's up to the states, up to the governors to decide. We'll work with them. And that's what they're doing. And he's trying to do that. But I think, you know, we based our shutting down the whole economy on some models that were so wrong, that proved to be so wrong. They talked about 2 million deaths and maybe 1 million if we didn't, if we actually, you know, did all the staying in place and not going out, and if we did that. But now, then they cut it, somebody else, down to 80,000, 60,000. And then, you know, that looks like it's going to be somewhere in that neighborhood. And eventually, when you look at just the average number of deaths per year in this country from flu and pneumonia, from cancer and heart are both over 600,000 a year. The flu and pneumonia is going to be somewhere, you know, around 60,000 to 80,000 a year. You got diabetes and all these other things. And now people, they talk about we need a vaccine before we can do anything. That's a year away. So they're basically advocating we need to stay shut down for that long. Well, this country would be in such an economic depression, you know, that we could never recover from. So it's a matter of you have to have some cost-benefit analysis. And the people who, you know, they talk about herd immunity, and, you know, maybe some of that has been going on. They're finding out in California, and because when they test people for antibodies, they're finding a whole lot of people have apparently already had this virus and nothing happened to them. And even by the worst statistics, of 100 people that get it, 80% of them are not going to have any symptoms or maybe very mild. 19 of them will have a flu, bad flu, for a week or two, and one of those will die. I mean, I personally know four people who have died of this virus already, and they were all over 80 years old. But now they've started this new thing where, and Dr. Birx announced it, anyone who dies and they have the virus, they say that they died because of the virus. That's not necessarily true. And now they're even going beyond that. And they've done somewhere 5,000-7,000 people that they said they're presumed to have had the virus. So the death toll coming out.
It seems like almost a conspiracy here, and I like the Citizens Commission for National Security. We wanted to have a guest on to talk about, he calls this war. Are we at war with China? Did China, all of this seems to point to the Chinese set it up, and we have our media and the World Health Organization in some kind of a conspiratorial situation against us. And this all kind of smacks at our national security. But unfortunately, we can't get into how you feel about are we at war or not, but I do want you to tell our listeners how they can friend you, follow you, connect with you, and read your articles.
Well, thank you. So again, it's CC for Citizens Commission, ccnationalsecurity.org. Love to have your audience come to the website, send me a message, and we'll respond to you. We have tremendous people, Alan West, Claire Lopez, General Tom McInerney, Paul Vallely, Lawrence Sellin, I was telling you, a number of other people, Steve Emerson of the Investigative Project on Terrorism. They're all part of our organization. And, we've got some big plans. We're going to look at a number of events. We have a lot of the work that we did on Benghazi, on the U.S.-Israeli relationship. We're going to be looking at the issues to do with border security. We're going to look at this issue, China, and what were the real origins of this and how the media and our governments reacted to it. Look, a lot of people are protesting because they feel their civil liberties are being stripped from them at this point. And there's so many issues that are coming out of this, and it's a lot of damage has been done, both health-wise and to the economy. And, when they start getting the statistics on how many people, because of what's happened here, they're going to lose their job, health care, depression, suicide. I mean, it's just, there's so many things, and we're only 5 weeks into this whole thing where that's when we closed down. It was like March 13th, 14th, kind of piggybacked off of the NBA and the March Madness, the basketball shutting down, and then everything started shutting down. And just, it's so close to us right now how recently it happened that we can't really even begin to evaluate the damage.
Well, you're so right. And we're so thankful to you, Roger, and to your group for looking into this. We're grateful that you were on our show today. Thank you. Take care, and God bless.
Thank you so much.